On July 9, 2004, the International Court of Justice ruled that the wall being built by the Israeli government in the contested Palestinian territories is illegal and should be taken down. This historic holy land continues to be some of the most troubled and segregated land in the world and has been called the site of the most sophisticated apartheid system in the world. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. We shout to God with a cry of joy. Let us shout with our whole lives. Psalm 47, verses 6 to 10. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is King of all the earth. Sing praises with all your skill. God reigns over the nations. God sits upon his holy throne. The nobles of the peoples have gathered together with the people of the God of Abraham. The rulers of the earth belong to God, and he is highly exalted. We shout to God with a cry of joy. Let us shout with our whole lives. A reading from Acts chapter 17, verses 16 to 34. Now while Paul waited for them in Athens, his spirit was provoked within him when he saw that the city was given over to idols. Therefore he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and with the Gentile worshippers, and in the marketplace daily with those who happened to be there. Then certain Epicurean and Stoic philosophers encountered him. And some said, "What does this babbler want to say?" Others said, "He seems to be a proclaimer of foreign gods, because he preached to them Jesus and the resurrection." And they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new doctrine is of which you speak? For you are bringing some strange things to our ears. Therefore we want to know what these things mean." For all the Athenians and the foreigners who were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious. For as I was passing through, considering the objects of your worship, even I found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing him, I proclaim to you. God, who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with these hands. Nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of our own poets have said, 'For we are also his offspring.' Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought to not think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art or man's devising. Truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, while others said, 'We will hear you again on this matter.' So Paul departed from them. However, some men joined him and believed, among them Dionysius and the Areopagite, and a woman named Demarius, and others with them." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We shout to God with a cry of joy. Let us shout with our whole lives. Second century Christian thinker Athenagoras wrote, "Our life does not consist in making up beautiful phrases, but in performing beautiful deeds." Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. God of rescue and restoration, thank you for your great and beautiful mission in the world. Here we are, Lord. Fill us with your Spirit and send us. We rejoice in God's reign today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 47. For God is a king over all the earth. Praise him with a psalm. God reigns above the nations, sitting on his holy throne. The rulers of the world have gathered together with the people of the God of Abraham. For all the kings of the earth belong to God. He is highly honored everywhere. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Today we think of the seeds that we have sown in the lives of others. Are there people that we've talked about Jesus to who we haven't seen in a long time? Lord, we trust that you are the source of life. Grow those seeds in the lives of those who come to mind this day. As we think of those that maybe we are still trying to connect with after not seeing them for many days, for many months, Lord, we pray that we will obey your will, your goodness, and the love that you have for us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we will go wherever the seeds of your gospel need to be sown. We surrender to your preparation, direction, and mobilization this day. And we are grateful that wherever we are called to go, we are not alone. You promise to be always with us to the very end of the age. Father, help us live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord God, we rejoice in your resurrection and in your promise to return. Help us live today as people who await the fulfillment of your kingdom. Bend our knees to the hard work of prayer, worship, repentance, and intercession. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you. Wherever he may send you, may he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.